In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with volume 23, 2:28:28. This is like on page, if you have the book, it's at the bottom of page 45. And, we're halfway, not even, we're a little more than halfway through this talking. And it would be good to just go over what we were talking about last week. And so Jesus says to Louisa, "And do you think that the memory of Father De Francia, his many sacrifices and desires to make my divine will known to the point of initiating the publication, shall be extinguished in this great work of my divine fiat, only because I brought him with me to heaven?" So here Jesus is asking Louisa, do you think everything's going to end? You know, he's not going to have his importance, this Father De Francia, Saint Honorable De Francia, canon. It's basically, Jesus says, look what he did. All the sacrifices that he went through, all the desires to make my divine will known, the initiation, initiating the publications. He is the one who produced these books. And, like we've mentioned before, the monastery, Pope Benedict went to as a child with his brother, he talks about that. The Benedictine monastery in Bavaria, there was Father Bede, who translated the writings of Louisa from Italian into German. And again, in that time, the font was so, it was such a beautiful font, that German font. And here, the publications were already begun. One of the secrets Father Bucci would hint at, he wouldn't say publicly, but he would hint at it. He said that in 1918, the writings of Louisa Picaretta were all over Europe. All over Italy. And he hinted at, he'd always smile, and because he'd wink and he'd smile and he'd say, he says, "Do you know Padre Pio? He knew the 24 hours of the Passion." And then he, cause the book that he was reading, they have never talked about. But since Father Bucci, was a Capuchin, and his monastery was St. Giovanni Rotondo. He knew Padre Pio, and he knew what was going on. And thinking about it, see, Father Bucci had volume 35 and 36 that were hidden in Louisa's room when all the books were confiscated. I think volume 35 was under her bed, and volume 36, she was still writing. After Louisa had died, Aunt Rosaria gave to Father Bucci the volume 35 and 36. You know, she was the one that took care of Louisa, one of the ones who took care of Louisa. So Father Bucci had the writings of Louisa Picaretta. And knowing that his aunt had gone to the Vatican to talk about Louisa and gone to see Padre Pio talking about Louisa, and thinking about what she wrote in volume 35, 36, which is really a summary of the 36 volumes. I think, and this is just speculation again, that he more than likely presented volume 35 and 36 to Padre Pio. I think Padre Pio read them, because Padre Pio said, "Louisa is a second sun that will give light and life to everyone and everything." He said that Louisa, in the third millennium, in the next millennium, he says, the church in the world will focus on Luisa Picaretta. So it's not only she's a second son, as what happens with this, the sun, as the sun goes down in the west, a new sun comes up in the east. It's always daylight. This is what Padre Pio knew about Luisa. This was something that was so beautiful that was given to Luisa. So think about this. A saint initiated the publications of the writings. This saint, Saint Honorable de Francia, also put the Nihil Obstat on the writings. This saint, Saint Honorable de Francia, he was spiritual director to Melanie of La Salette. You know, what's so beautiful is Jesus and Mary basically helped him understand the language of heaven. When you read Our Lady of La Salette, you see very clearly a lot of what Luisa wrote about the priesthood that's in volume 10. And why Jesus, I think you could see the urgency of Father Anibale, knowing that there needs to be the house of the Reformation, the house of the renewal of the faith, the house of the I can't think of the name of it. So anyways, going back to St. Honorable Francis, it's good for us to know all of this. So he says, no, on the contrary, Father Anibale shall have the first place, because by coming from far away, he went through this in search of the most precious thing. Listen to what Jesus is saying. He searched for the most precious thing that it can exist in heaven and on earth. That is the Book of Heaven. That's what we have in our hands. This God has given this to us, the most precious thing that can exist in heaven and on earth. And of the act that glorifies me the most, or rather shall give me complete glory on the part of the creatures. So all this glory that's coming to God is going to come through the little children of the Holy Divine Will. More, Jesus says, than what all the saints have done. What's coming upon the earth, he says, an act that glorifies me the most, or rather shall give me complete glory on the part of humanity. And they shall receive complete good. So as we breathe in this divine, I love you, Jesus receives from us his divine, I love you. It's not a human, I love you. This is the complete glory that humanity is going to learn how to give back to God on the part of creatures. And this great glory that God is going to receive. So St. Honorable de Francia prepared the ground so that my divine will might be known, so much so that St. Honorable de Francia spared nothing, neither expenses nor sacrifices. And even though the publications did not have completion, by even just initiating this publication of the writings, St. Honorable de Francia prepared the ways so that one day the work of my divine will in the midst of creatures can be known and have life. That's where we ended last week. Can be known and have life. Okay, we now have all the writings. St. Honorable de Francia never even read, you know, volume 20 through volume 36. He never read them all. What does that mean? God has so much to give to humanity. We're a great saint in heaven. And if you go to the St. Anthony's Church in Rome, where the Rogationists live, that's their home house, that's their house. In the back of the church there, in the chapel there is St. Honorable de Francia going up to heaven, glorified. Those are the words that Jesus told Luisa about St. Honorable de Francia. She says, look, what do you see? He is glorified. How? By reading these writings. So even in the church, they know St. Honorable de Francia is a great saint. Jesus says, look how he is glorified. I think he was the first to die living in the divine will. So again, so great things are right around the corner. God has got great plans for humanity. I know there's a lot of worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, a lot of sin. Jesus says, the kingdom is coming. And he's saying to each and every one of us, are you ready? Are you ready for what I'm going to do? And if we say yes, he says, good, I'll give you the book of heaven. Then you can know how and why the kingdom is going to come on earth as it is in heaven. And he says, this is the job of my priests. You're going to hear about this life, this light, this love of God from every pulpit. One day you're going to hear it from every pulpit. Why? Jesus says he's going to show the world, you know, what the Holy Catholic Church has to offer. And when we see Louisa, the world, Jesus says, when the world sees you, Louisa, the world will shudder and shake because it will begin to see the life that God has planned for humanity. Here is a human born of original sin who now has the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. Everyone will say, how do we get this life that you possess? And Louise is going to say very simply and very directly, you have to be baptized. And everyone will rush to be baptized because that is entering into the image of God. And then with the book of heaven, we enter into the likeness of God. This is what's going to come upon the earth. It's a glorious time to be alive. Glorious. So Jesus said, who shall be able to destroy the fact that Father de Francia has been the first initiator in making known the kingdom of my divine will? And only because his life was extinguished, the publication did not have its completion. See, it's wait. No eye has seen, no ear has heard what's coming upon the earth. And the evil one knows it's coming, and he's trying to destroy as much as he can in the church and in the world. So what does Jesus say to Louisa when he tells her that? Louisa, they're trying to kill the church. They're trying to destroy the church. They're trying to destroy humanity. What does Jesus say to Louisa? He says, let them. He says, you and I, Louisa, and he also includes his mother. It's always Jesus and Mary. We will bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. And then he says, aren't you happy? And aren't we happy? This is a great time. This is, Jesus calls the evil one a liar and a murderer from the beginning. That's him. Life, light, love is going to fill us. And this is why Jesus said, this is why he says to Louisa, he, St. Honorable de Francia, searched for the most precious thing that can exist in heaven and on earth. This is what we see in the book of heaven. The most precious thing that can exist both in heaven and on earth. An act, he says, that glorifies God the most. Or rather, he says, will give me complete glory on the part of humanity. So listen to what Jesus says. Again, it's so important. So when this great work becomes known, St. Honorable de Francia's name, his memory shall be full of glory and full of splendor, and he shall have his prime act in a work so great, both in heaven and on earth. Heaven and earth are going to kiss. Heaven and earth are going to be one. It's not what we see here today. The hope. Remember what Jesus said to St. Faustina. The final devotion I give to my church before I return is divine mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. Christian hope is certitude. Jesus, I trust in you. I believe in you. I hope in you. I have confidence in you. Don't let this evil one destroy your trust in him, belief in God, trust in God, hope in God, confidence in God. He's a liar. He's a murderer from the beginning. Ignore him. In fact, listen what Jesus says. why is there a battle going on? And almost everyone yearns for victory. Why is this battle going on between heaven and earth? Why is this battle going on between Satan and Jesus? When, again, you have to understand, Jesus told Louisa what's coming, and Louisa was really nervous about it, but not to the point of panic. She goes, oh, what's going to, she was afraid for us. She says, the poor humanity, what poor humanity is going to go through. Jesus says, I'm going to take care of everything. You know, think about it. The battle between heaven and earth, the battle between Jesus and Lucifer, Satan. We have, at the holy sacrifice of the Mass, we receive the body, blood, soul, and the divinity of Christ, where the priest says the words of Jesus, this is my body, this is my blood. And Jesus says, eat my flesh, drink my blood at the Haggadah, at the Passover. This is my body. Lucifer tricks people to sacrifice their children. And then he says, eat my flesh, drink my blood. It's not him, but it's a sacrifice offered to him. This is, you have to understand, the war is very clear. Jesus said to Louisa, they will force you to cannibalize. That's already happening. If you really are serious in knowing what we're being fed, check it out. We have the internet for a reason, and it's to help us understand the situation that we're in. Again, God wins. But the evil one's trying to destroy everything in us. He's trying to destroy our DNA, trying to destroy everything. God wins. God wins. And the more that we're one with God, the happier we're going to be. And this is why he says this battle that's going on, almost everyone yearns for victory, to win in holding. Now here, Jesus is saying, this is the real battle. Holding the writings of my divine fiat. So what was happening between Messina and Corrado, Trani, what was happening is the writings were supposed to come back to Louisa after St. Honorable died. And they would be writing back and forth. You know, they would say, well, we're going to publish them. And Louisa and her superiors were saying, no, these writings have to come back. And so there was this tug of war that was going on. And everybody's yearning for victory, to win, and who will hold the writings of my divine fiat. Because he had brought the writings with himself in order to publish them, he had it not been so, who would have talked about it? No one. So here Jesus is saying, if it wasn't for Annibal de Francia, these writings would have just been hidden for years and years and years. Remember, a lot of the writings of the saints were hidden for years. The writings of Louisa were in the Vatican, in the secret archives of the Vatican, for 58 years. And in 1996, these writings came out. And the glory is this. Jesus says, when these writings come out, he told Louisa, when these writings come out, it's going to change the face of the earth. The face of the earth is being changed. The evil one thinks he's winning. The evil one thinks he is in control. God's in control. God is winning. Great things are coming. Magnificent things are happening. Don't be seduced by the lies of this murderer. Don't fall into his trap. So Jesus says this. Therefore, my daughter, my goodness is so great that I reward justly and superabundantly the good that the creature does, especially in the work of my divine will, that I, God, so much care for. So what Jesus is saying, his goodness is so great that he justly and superabundantly blesses the good that souls do. But then he says this, and again, this is for the priests. Especially in this work of my divine will. He knows that, like Louisa said to the priests, you know, you give us a hard and stale bread to eat and digest, and it's almost impossible for us to do this. Then Louisa says, if you read the divine will, you will give the priest, the priest will be able to give to the laity a delicious food, an abundant bread. This is the first bread. This is living in the divine will. So Jesus says this again, very, very, very clearly. I justly and superabundantly reward the good that souls do, but especially in the work of my divine will that I, God, so much care for. So Jesus keeps on telling Louisa, and he tells Louisa so that we can understand what's coming upon the earth is a new and divine way of holiness. Again, these are the words of John Paul II at the canonization of St. Honorable de Francia, a new and divine way of holiness. That's what's coming upon the earth. And our God is asking us, he's asking us, do you want what I'm going to give to the world? And when we say yes, especially the priests, when the priests say yes, God goes, good, watch what I'm going to do. You're not going to do it. And again, it goes back to St. Louis de Montfort's prayer, what he says, in the final days, they'll be the greatest saints in the history of the church, history of the world. And it's nothing that they have done, but what God has done for them. That's the book of heaven. Great things are coming. Magnificent things are coming. Glorious things are coming. And so God is, he's just trying to wake us up. Get ready. So he says to the priest, if you are doing this, I will justly reward you and superabundantly reward you for this work that I, God, care so much about, that the souls in your parishes, the souls in your diocese, the souls of the world are so important to me that for at this time to give them the gift of gifts, give them the prodigy of prodigies, which is the Catholic Church, which is the superabundant life of the Catholic Church through not only through the sacraments and sacramentals, but Jesus says through the sacrament of sacraments, this great gift of the divine will that the priest has to give. So the more that the priests read this, and I know a number of my friends, priest friends, they say, I've got so much to do. I've got so much to do. Yes, I know. Read. You should have an hour of reading each day, at least. You should read at least an hour a day of spiritual works, spiritual light that the saints have given us. This is more than that. This is more than that. What's coming is a new and divine way of holiness that Jesus wants us to begin to live. So he says, what shall I not give to those who occupy and sacrifice themselves in order to place in safety the rights of my eternal fiat? This is the life of God. This is the image and likeness of God that he wants to breathe in us. That which Adam lost, Jesus and Mary come to earth. Why? To redeem humanity, but in order for sanctification to happen, the redemption needed to take place first. And now Jesus has sanctification. The priests who do this will place in safety the rights of my eternal fiat. And I, God, shall exceed so much in giving as to make heaven and earth astonished. So he's hinting at this. What he is going to bring to the earth is this new and divine way of holiness, which will astonish the earth, astonish mankind. On hearing this, Louisa says, I thought to myself, if these knowledges contain so much good, if Blessed Jesus continues after my death with more knowledges on his fiat to other souls, shall a work so great not be attributed to that work? So here's Louisa's, she's saying, you're telling me I'm in charge, and now you're saying I'm going to die, and you're going to teach more? You have to remember, it's like, she didn't want to miss anything. There's going to be more and I'm going to miss it. That's what she's saying. And Jesus, moving as though hurriedly in my interior, said, no, no, my daughter. So he's saying to Louisa, basically, you are the one that the gift of the divine will is going to be given to the world through. It's going to be through you, Louisa. And in you, Louisa, I place the center of the divine will within you. Okay. Okay. It's in the Blessed Mother. It's in Jesus. It's the life of Jesus. It's the life of Mary. But she is the human born of original sin that has this life that now all humanity can receive if they wish, if they want. No, no, my daughter, just as of the Father de Francia, it shall be said that he has been the first propagator and your confessors have been cooperators. So it shall be said that the little daughter of the divine will, Louisa Picaretta, has been the first and the depository of a good so great. It's in Louisa as redemption was in the Blessed Mother, the center of it, the fullness of it. She could give to the apostles after the day of Pentecost, a new beginning. What Louisa is going to give to the priests after the second Pentecost, if you want to say, it's going to make the first Pentecost look like a drop in the bucket. This abundant life, abundant love, abundant life, light, love, and light of God is going to come upon the earth through this little new one. Remember what St. Padre Pio said. She is a second sun in the sky, S-U-N, that's going to give light and life to everyone and everything. A human, that was Adam's job, a human. The Son of God and the Mother of God had to come to earth to redeem humanity. That's how far we fell because of Adam. But now, Louisa, a human, has been given this gift. And he says, no, no. He says, basically, he says, it shall be said, like, that the little daughter by divine will has been the first and the depository of a good so great to whom it was entrusted and who was chosen with a special mission. Again, that's why to really get into the divine will, go to the three missions of Jesus, Mary, and Louisa and read about the three missions of Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. Jesus said, I braided, it's Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, braided, if you want to say, the life that they breathed into Louisa. So as this braid happens, again, you can't tell which braid is which after a while. You have no idea, but it becomes one and it becomes stronger with this reflection of the Trinity on earth, Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. That's why reading the three missions of Jesus, Mary, and Louisa help us understand the depth of what God wants to breathe in humanity again. Again, that's to me the second Pentecost, what's coming. So suppose that someone has made an important invention. It might be that others propagate it, others diffuse it more, others imitate it, others expand it, but no one shall be able to say, I am the inventor of this work. So again, he's saying, Louisa, what I have given to you, no one else has. That's why Jesus says, read the document on Louisa and Adam. Read that one. Read the document on Louisa and the Holy Spirit. Read the document. It's what does Jesus say about this book? This is the most precious thing that can exist in heaven and on earth. This is of the act that can glorify me, God, the most, can give me, God, complete glory on the part of humanity. That's image and likeness that God breathed into Adam. Adam lost it. Jesus and Mary come to earth to begin to help us understand this universal life, this Catholic life. And now Jesus says, now the fullness is coming. And that day, when Jesus talks about that day that's coming, is so magnificent the earth is going to shake. It's so glorious what God has got planned. And he's asked us to be alive at this time. He's predestined us to be alive at this time. So Jesus says, nobody can ever say that I am the author of this book. The author of this book is Jesus. This author of this book is Mary. This life of Jesus and Mary was breathed into Louisa. No one can take that away from Louisa. But he was calming to Louisa down, and he's doing this to help us understand what Jesus and Mary have done to a human born of original sin. This is what it means to truly be Catholic. So he says, the same shall be with you, Louisa. Okay. When we look at all that the saints have done, all that the saints have been shown, all that the saints treasure, what's really amazing is, and Jesus says this, everything that the saints have done, all the martyrdom that the saints have done, can't compare to what I've given to you, Louisa. What is that? See, the saints did things in a saintly, good, and holy way, a human saintly, good, and holy way. Jesus did things in a divine manner. Mary, his mother, co with Jesus, also lived this life of the divine will. It's this pure life of Jesus and Mary. That's why when you listen to Our Lady of America, she says, the children of America will bring purity to the world. What is this purity? It's the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. See, the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary is we become like her son. That's the triumph. The Eucharistic reign of Jesus, wait till you hear about this one. He said to St. Faustina, he said, I want you to become a living host. So St. Faustina wrote this down, you know, we are called to become living hosts. Well, how does that happen? He taught Louisa. He said to Louisa, this is how and why you're going to become a living host. And he explains very clearly what he expects of us. So the Eucharistic reign of Jesus isn't we'll all be kneeling in church adoring Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. That's going to happen. But more, each one of us becomes a living host. Each one of us begins to live in the image and likeness of God, image and likeness of Jesus, image and likeness of Mary. The Eucharistic reign of Jesus incorporates us. St. John Paul said, if you don't understand the Eucharist, spend time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And then he said, I want Eucharistic adoration in every parish. Didn't happen. I mean, he wanted this. And I think to prepare us, because as he said, at St. Honorable de Francia's canonization, we're now going to enter a new and divine way of holiness. How are we going to do this? We've got the lives of the saints. I remember at the Rosary Congress, all the people came in to honor Our Lady. You know, you had the Legion of Mary. You had the people from Our Lady of Guadalupe. You had the people of Our Lady of Fatima. You had the people of, and everybody came in and said, yes, we are all children of Mary. Yes. And then they go, well, Our Lady of America, or excuse me, Our Lady of Guadalupe is far better than Our Lady of Fatima. Our Lady of Lourdes is far better than Our Lady of La Salette. Our Lady, and everybody started arguing with each other. My team is better than your team. We're all under the umbrella of the church. We're all under the mantle of Our Lady. We're all covered with the precious blood of Jesus. It's not my team. It's to begin to live a life of peace, joy, and happiness, a life of heaven on earth, where we can honor Our Lady in all her titles, where we can honor our Lord and beg for our Lord that we be covered with his precious blood, be protected by his precious blood. But what's coming is a new and divine way of holiness where there's not going to be my team is better than your team. It's we're all going to begin to live this Catholic universal life that God wants to breathe in us again. So we have to go through what we're going through right now. We have to learn that we're all brothers and sisters. Everyone has been wounded. Everyone is being healed. And what Jesus says to Louisa is, I want you to be divinely healed. And this divine healing is found in the book of heaven. And as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice, I mean, this is your commitment between Jesus and yourself. I mean, whatever you promise Jesus, that's up to you. And you're going to hear what Jesus is going to ask of you. When you read, what he says to Louisa, he's going to say to each and every one of us, do you want to be part of this special mission that I've given to Louisa? You're not going to take her place, but do you want to be part of what I'm going to breathe upon all of humanity? Or do you want to be part of this fire that's coming from heaven, symbolized by the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary? Do you want to be part of this new and divine way of holiness? That's what Jesus is offering us. And when we say yes, then he says, get out of my way and let me do this. Jesus is going to do this. That's a hard thing for most people who want to be good and holy and saintly. In the divine will, that's the hardest thing. Because Jesus says, give up everything, even holy things. And somebody says, well, this isn't God asking me to give up holy things. Yes, it is. It's to give to God ourselves completely. We're that drop of water entering into the cup filled with wine to share in divinity. Not holy, not good, not saintly, but more than that. That's why when you read volume 1 to volume 10, you become a divine mirror of Jesus. This is what the saints have taught us. And then volume 11 through volume 20, 19, no one has ever read that. This is brand new. What Jesus has given to Louisa, he says, I've given to no one else. And then finally, which St. Honorable de Francia didn't even read, how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father, a new and divine way of holiness. This is what's coming upon the earth is heaven. What's coming upon earth, Jesus says, I've waited 6,000 years to do this. So our Lord is looking at us, and this is what he says very, very clearly. He says, it shall be said that the origin of the kingdom of my fiat, the depository, was little daughter of my divine will, Louisa Picaretta. She is the one who God breathed into. And everything that Jesus has given to Louisa, he says this to us, I'll give it to you 30, 60, or 100 fold. Whatever you want, I'm going to give to you. What do you want? Let's look at, he's saying that to all of us on the earth. What do you want? How do you want to live? Do you want to live this life? Or do you want to begin to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary? It's up to God. I mean, it's up to us to say to God what we want. So he's looking at us and he says, the same shall be with you. Listen to this. It shall be said that the origin of the kingdom of my divine fiat, the depository of the kingdom of my divine fiat, is Louisa Picaretta. Now, do we understand what Jesus is telling us? Do we understand that she is essential to us? As Francis is essential to the Franciscans, as Dominic is essential to the Dominicans, as Benedict is essential to the Benedictines, do we understand Louisa is essential for the kingdom of the divine fiat? He's offering this to us, but we gotta start correctly. A lot of people have said to me, well, Louisa did her job. Now I'm going to do my job in the divine will. I said, what's your job in the divine will? The one person, when we were talking about the first one who's going to receive this gift will be the Holy Father. And we're saying, I said, isn't this great? The one who's going to be working with Louisa, the one, as Jesus says, Louisa, you must be the key. The one who has these keys is the Pope. And these people came up to me and go, well, what about me? And I go, what about you? And they go, well, all that we have done. I said, what have you done? What have you done? Are you anywhere close to living in the divine will? What have you done? Jesus has this all planned. This, you read the three appeals, what Jesus says to Louisa, what Louisa tells us is the first one who will possess this gift is the man with the keys, the Pope. So again, don't worry about what's happening. God is in charge. Everything's going to work out. Jesus says the gates of hell will not prevail against my church. So what does that mean? It's a full attack inside and outside the church. Full attack. But God wins. Nothing to worry about. So and that's why we pray for the Holy Father every day. I pray for the Holy Father, and I pray for the one who is to come, who will be working hand in hand with Louisa so that everyone will become Catholic. There'll be one church. This is what Jesus says. One church, one flock, one shepherd. It's a great time to be alive. It's an amazing time to be alive. And what our Lord is asking of us is to get ready for the new and divine way of holiness. Get ready for a new springtime of mankind. This is what John Paul II said. Get ready for the glory of the church. We haven't seen anything yet. Good things are right around the corner. Don't be a doom and gloomer. If you're reading the divine will, you'll be filled with happiness, filled with peace, filled with joy. Read, read, read. Study, study, study. Put this into practice, and your heaven begins here already. So let me end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercessor, Louisa. We pray that each and every soul in the divine will be divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you.